are coming with us," he said. "And don't say you're going to scream, because we're all alone here, and I've heard lots of screams." Once again he seemed to run down, and again he recovered. Saccharissa stared in horror at the weaving crossbow. Those parts of her advocating silence as a survival aid had finally made themselves heard.
"What about these two?" said Mr. Tulip. "We're scragging them now."
"Chain them up and leave them."
"But we always..."
"Leave them."
"You sure you feel all right?" said Mr. Tulip.
"No, I don't. Just leave them, okay? We haven't got time."
"We've got lots of..."
"I haven't." Mr. Pin strode up to Saccharissa. "Who gave you that key?" "I'm not going to..." "Do you want Mr. Tulip here to say goodbye to our drunken friends?" In his buzzing head, and with his shaky grasp of how things were supposed to work in a moral universe, Mr. Pin reckoned that this was all right. After all, their shadows would follow Mr. Tulip, not him. "This house belongs to Lord de Word, and his son gave me the key," said Saccharissa triumphantly. "There, he was the one you met at the newspaper. Now you know what you've got yourself into, eh?" Mr. Pin stared at her. Then he said, "I'm going to find out. Don't run. Really, don't scream. Walk normally and everything..." He paused. "I was going to say it will be all right," he said. "But that would be silly, wouldn't it?"
End of CD 8.